This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizzler's on the ones and twos in the studio itself. And Boom Boom Matty Leach somewhere at his place of business or where he resides. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So we're going to break down. We're going to do the power ratings. Power ratings first. And everybody got theirs. Everybody got theirs. Everybody got theirs. I did give mine earlier yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Preview.
I did give a preview, but you want me to go first? I can go first. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
go
ready.
Ahead. Give it. We'll tell you everywhere you're wrong.
Number one, the Big Ten power rating this week. I mean, it was a big game this weekend. I mean, look, it's Iowa. Iowa, and they're the number two team. This weekend was advantageous for Iowa in every aspect. Remember that. I mean, they beat it. They beat then number four Penn State. They won. Doesn't matter that the quarterback got hurt. Hey, look, they went behind. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. They're the ones that hurt them. They're the ones that got to it. I'm sorry. They're the number one team in the Big Ten currently this week. Number two, Ohio State. And you'll find out that when I say number three, why they're number two. So that being said, I'm just saying. But Ohio State's got it rolling again. The quarterback, oh, they got things settled. Whatever they did with the defense, they obviously they gave the defensive coordinator is up in the box now, and the guy calling the defense now is the defensive back coach. So whoever the defensive coordinator is, he's finally getting it going. So Ohio State has, I don't want to say they fixed everything. They righted the ship, and they're playing some teams. They blew through some teams. They got through some teams.
They've been looking like that Ohio State we've seen.
Exactly. Number three, it's Michigan. I don't care what anybody says. You go on the road and you play in two hostile situations like Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is that new. So you can make it. You can make an excuse for that. But when you go in to Lincoln, Nebraska, and you beat a Nebraska team that, hey, they were ready for all intents purposes, they were going to storm the field. Probably wouldn't have got fined like Texas A&M did. But I'm just saying. Iowa didn't get fined. I know that. That being said, number four, Penn State. I mean, look, Penn State moved down. They had a loss. I'm just gonna say they played an Iowa team. Penn State was my number one last week. They slipped down to four. I slipped them down to four. I know. Everybody's gonna say, "Wait a minute, bro. What about Michigan State?" Now, look, I'm not trying to dog out Michigan State because you had a 300-yard passer, you had a 200-yard rusher, and you had a 200-yard receiver. I'm impressed, and woo, it's gonna be something else. That number six, I'm gonna put Nebraska. Number seven, I got Minnesota. Number eight, I'm gonna go with. I'm still going to give Wisconsin some love, even though Maryland has more wins.
I don't know what to do with them. That's all I'll tell you. I'll tell you that when I get to my list.
I gave Rutgers the benefit of the doubt with Purdue at number 11. Number 12, I went with Indiana. Number 13, and probably Illinois. I'm sorry. This bothers me. Number 14 is Northwestern. Look, Northwestern doesn't – I mean, they just don't have – they're having a problem at the quarterback position. I mean, they need to find one. So, and you know what? That's where I look in the power ratings right there. It's on you, bro. What you doing?
I know.
You're contemplating?
I'm flip-flopping my list. I'm pulling the J.B. Morris. There's these teams.
Hey, That's why I went first, because I didn't want anybody to say, Jay, you took my list.
No, man, you're we know those top five teams, everybody's gonna have them in their top five. It's just a matter of which order exactly. You have them in this week. And then there's those middle of the road teams. Purdue's the only other team in the West with a winning record besides Iowa. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with Purdue. I don't know.
I saw Purdue versus Minnesota. I was not impressed with Purdue the way they played in that game. It just bothered me. So that's why Purdue is not way, you know.
Either was I, but Wisconsin, them beating up on Illinois last week, like that doesn't put the confidence back in me that now Wisconsin's 2-3. They win this week. Are they a good 3-3 team? I don't know. They beat up on Illinois, who, if Northwestern wasn't as bad as they are, Illinois would clearly be the worst team in the Big Ten this year.
Yes.
So in a lot of other years, they could have been the worst. They would be the worst team in the Big Ten. So, all right, I'll give you my breakdown. We'll start at the top like you did, Jamie. Number one team in the Big Ten. It's that team that we've gotten used to them being the number one team in the Big Ten because they have been for as long as we can remember. Ohio State. Stroud is hitting his stride now. He's close to, I think, 1,600 yards passing on the year. They have arguably the two best wide receivers in the Big Ten, and Wilson and Olave on their team, and that running back Henderson, he's not so bad either. So they've been able to like you said, right the ship, maybe not get it to 100% back to where we saw Ohio State last year, or maybe even a few years, them where they're a national championship caliber team. But that offense is certainly looking the part where they're scoring 50, 60 plus points in the game. And now if they can get that defense back in order, they have a chance to compete yet again. So they're to me, they are number one. And until someone brings them close, as long as they keep blowing people out, I think they've got Indiana this week.
Yeah, they do. That's a true statement. That's Indiana. They're playing Indiana.
So,
No, they're on the bye week.
Excuse me. It's Michigan State. Indiana is their next opponent. So we'll see. But even Indiana, they're up and down. But Ohio State's my number one team in the Big Ten. Number two, your boys in blue, J-Mo. Us Michigan Wolverines going down there, getting that win in Lincoln. But it's not because of just that win in Lincoln. But that showing another step in this team and winning a tough game, winning a road test, handling adversity when you're winning by almost two scores or almost two touchdowns. They come back, have a big take the lead before the start of the fourth quarter, and you're able to fight out and find a way to win. That was another step, and I just think that we've got as much talent as these teams at the top, and as long as we keep on putting it together, we can keep going. So I've got us number two, Iowa number three, product of their big win, like Jamie said, but I don't think they would have gotten that win if Sean Clifford would have stayed in the game. You are right. He knocked him out. But even so, that defense is good. But if it's not the lights turning out, it wasn't quite a night game, but the lights going out in Iowa City, it being a dark, gloomy place for opponents to come in, They don't scare me as much as some of these other teams. So I've got Iowa in at number three, but they had a good performance, but I don't know. I still got our Wolverines over them. Number four, I hate to give them credit, but you got to do it when they play as well as they have. Those Aggies up in East Lansing. Thorne has looked every bit the real deal. I think close to 1,500 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, only two interceptions. He has been a big part of why they are in the spot that they are. And then obviously Walker being close to leading the nation in rushing. If he's not right now, almost already at 1,000 yards, which I'm sure he'll probably break this weekend against Indiana. They are good. And if that defense can step up to the plate, they can give anybody here in the Big Ten a problem. Number five, I've got Penn State. Without Clifford, they did look shaky, but they have enough talent on that team that once they settle in, even if he's out for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it might be, I think that they'll be able to get themselves back in line, back in order, where they still have enough talent to be
a top 5 team. They got Ohio State in 2 weeks. They got Ohio State in 2 weeks. I'm just letting you know.
Because they get a bye.
Yeah, they got a bye. Illinois. And then they got Illinois, and then they got Ohio State. They play Ohio State the same week Michigan plays Michigan State. Hey, that's going to be a rock'em sock'em weekend.
Got two bye weeks until they play Ohio State. Number six, I got Maryland. Tua part two, looking every bit the real deal. I know that they didn't fare the best against Ohio State, but when Ohio State's clicking on all cylinders, they can make a lot of people look silly. But I think Maryland, they've got a lot of talent, a lot of explosion on that offensive side of the ball. So I've got them coming in at number six. Number seven, I got Nebraska. I think that they've shown the fight that they can show that they can play with these top teams, but they're not quite there yet. So they're on the outside, but I think with Martinez at the quarterback, that's, you know, when you've got the one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten, a senior who's been a three-time captain, who's seen it all, that gives you a shot in games. He's the guy that we thought, you know, Michael Penix gives Indiana a shot in every game. That still might be true, but I think Adrian Martinez, being that senior guy, is the one who really really embodies that in the Big Ten this year, with the team not being one of the top ones. Number eight.
What? You're struggling, man. Come on.
I'm going to give it to Purdue, Jamie. Because they've shown me more earlier in the year. Like you said, they didn't look so good against Minnesota, but that game against Notre Dame, they looked pretty good. And so they've shown me they've got it. They're only the only team in the West with a winning record. So I got to give them a little bit of love.
Can I say one thing? Notre Dame looked bad against Toledo.
No, I don't want to talk about that. We're not talking about that one. Okay, but they've also looked good in other games. Notre Dame's looked good in other games, but yeah, they've looked not so
okay,
good.
Okay, name one. I'm just saying.
Number nine on the list. I'm going to – and again, I struggle right now with, you know, Indiana, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. What order to put those guys in? They've all shown glimpses, but they've also shown times where they don't look like very good teams. I think I'm going to go Indiana at nine, Rutgers at 10, and Wisconsin at 11. Wisconsin, I do that, and I'm like, how can I put Wisconsin that low? Because they have the talent on that team, but if you can't put it together when it counts, it doesn't matter how much talent you have on your team.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've got to keep Wisconsin down there. Then I put Minnesota at 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Roto-Boat's going to be mad at you. Hey,
they just haven't been. They even in their wins, I don't know. They took Ohio State to the wire in the first game, and that's arguably the best thing that they can say about their season so far.
Lost
so,
their running back, though. They lost the heart and soul.
Muhammad Ibrahim, he was a big loss. That was a great player. Certainly a huge loss, but it's not like if he was on their team that they would be competing with Iowa for the West right now.
They lost the other running back, too.
I know, but I just, again, I'm not very convinced on Minnesota, and whenever you can say the best
what
part
happened
of your
to Tanner
season,
Morgan? What happened to Tanner Morgan, man? He was supposed to be something.
They got a big transfer wide receiver too, so I was, you know, I thought that they had a chance, but yeah, so I've got them at number 12, and then like you said, those two bottom feeders from the state of Illinois with the Fighting Illini coming in at 13, and then lowly old Northwestern coming in at 14. So yeah, it's that's my Big Ten power rankings. Like I said, the top five are easy. You know which five are there. You can mess around the order just a little bit, but then once you get to those Nebraskas, Rutgers, Wisconsins, it's tough to figure out where they all fit in. But Miz, you got your list down there rocking and ready to go?
Nope. Number 14, I've got Northwestern. Number 13, Illinois. I mean, you can flip-flop them. That's just how bad they are. Number 12, Indiana. They just have not looked good at all this year. They have not looked good at all. So I've put them at number 12. At number 11, I'm going to put Purdue at 11. I thought that they would have come out the gate a lot better. They seem to have. They gave Notre Dame a run for their money, but you know they have been disappointing. They have not looked all that good. Number 10, I'll put Nebraska. I think that they've actually proven within the past few games, especially this past Saturday, that they are improving. They're slowly getting better, and I think they deserve to. Though at some point, they're going to get themselves back into and back to national prominence. When that is, that's still up to be debate. But I've got them at 10. Number 9, I've got Rutgers. I think they hit that bad 3-game stretch of Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State. I think they can right the ship this Saturday with Northwestern. It should be if they lose to Northwestern, which I don't expect them to. But if they lose to Northwestern, my God, you can just go ahead and just bomb the season. That's Cade McNamara going, teams have passed. We would have folded. Same with this one. We're folding. We're calling it quits. So I got Rutgers there at, what was that, 9, 10? What was it? Whatever. Nine. I don't know. 9? Okay. Number 8, I'm going to go ahead and put Maryland. I think Maryland, they really did fall on themselves against Iowa, especially at home. I think a lot of people thought that Maryland could have been a sleeper team out east. And then Iowa came to town on a Friday night and said, whoa, time out here. Blue Bloods of the Big Ten, take a seat back there. We're going to send you back to the ACC times. Keep it up. Put you back in your place. Number 7, I'm going to go with Wisconsin on this one. I think they're slowly going to get themselves better. Then they're going to make they're going to get themselves back into contention of the Big Ten West. I think they might actually give the Hawkeyes a run for their money potentially. I feel like I forgot Minnesota somewhere. I don't know why I forgot Minnesota somewhere.
Yeah, you did forget Minnesota.
Okay.
Somewhere
Northwestern, Illinois. Then I got Indiana. Purdue. I'm going to put Purdue, then Minnesota. So it's Northwestern 14, Illinois 13, Indiana 12, 11 Purdue, 10 Minnesota. Because when you lose to the MAC, but let alone a MAC team that did not account for a dub last year, and you almost got popped twice to the MAC. You stay below that Mason-Dixon line of the Big Ten. You stay down there, and you learn a lesson or two. Okay? So that was 11-10. Rutgers, 9. Maryland, 8. Wisconsin, 7. 6. Now we're at the top 6, and this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun here. Number 6. No. Because we've got Nebraska in there. You know what? Forget it. Top 5 now. 5, we got Michigan State. Michigan State, they found a team. They found themselves. They know where they're at. And they're gonna improve. They're going to improve. They're going to look a lot better. Number 4, Penn State. I think, and this is based on because you lost at Iowa. You know, if Sean Clifford doesn't go out, you're pulling off the upset of the year.
Yeah.
I'll say it right now. Iowa looked like boo-boo. They could not get any offense going. Penn State's defense had them locked down. And then somehow Sean Clifford goes down, and the entire morale dropped. You can't have one person on your team have the morale drop. And by that, you drop down to 4. Number 3, I'm going to keep Michigan there at number 3. I think that Wisconsin definitely gave you a good boost of serotonin to get your mind right, get the head game right, mm-hmm. and feel good. Then you went to the cornfields and you got lost for a bit. You got lost in the corn maze. Hey,
children of the corn, got them.
It's poopy season, okay? Cornfields are popping up everywhere in the state of Michigan. You got lost in their corn maze, and you barely got out of there, you know, before they closed up shop. They're about to send in the search crew like, Michigan, Jimmy, it's time to go home. Jimmy, steak and milk is on the table. It's getting cold. Get out of the corn maze. Yeah. While you're at number three. Number two, Ohio State. They've righted the ship. They've righted the ship ever since the Oregon game. They gave C.J. Stroud a chance to sit down, get his body right. Yeah, you played Rutgers. Yeah, you played Maryland, but you did it the way you're supposed to. You went out there and you busted the brakes off of them, boys. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do that. Those are the ones you're supposed mm-hmm. to do. Now do it against Penn State in a few weeks. Do it against Penn State in a few weeks. You do that, we'll talk about getting you in contention for number one. And number one, it's got to be Iowa. Their turnover game is without a doubt one of the best in the country, if not the best in the country. They found a way to come back. They knocked out the star quarterback, a star player on their opponent in one of the biggest games at Kinnick Stadium ever. And I'm not going to mention the other one because, Jamie, you've heard it so many times. JJ's going to call up and mention it. But, exactly. But the turnovers in general, the defense has been, without a doubt, a beast. The old saying of defense wins games, Iowa really is proving that. Defense wins games, and they've got the turnovers. Hell, again, they've got to be the best turnover team in the country. So there you go. Defense is winning them games. Now they got to make sure that they can have a consistent offense. When your offense has to come back after your opponent is like, oh man, our quarterback is hurt. Oh man, another guy is hurt. Man, I don't know if we can win this one. You can't smell the blood in the water and go, now's our time to win. No, you got to play 60 freaking minutes. Play 60 minutes. Watch your back because Ohio State's coming for you. But Iowa's number one on my list right there.
All right. See? Hey, two of us agree. I'm just saying, two of us agree.
Two of you guys are wrong, but that's not a big deal. But, Jamie, I'm perfectly fine being wrong.
We don't.
Another list, but I did have to because I just saw it pop up on my updates with Jet Howard being added to Michigan's basketball recruiting class for 2022. Depending on where you look, Michigan has jumped up to either number three or number four overall in those team rankings for 2022 class. Oh, yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to catch Duke. New coach John Shire has already got a ridiculous recruiting class in his first season. But with Jet Howard, Michigan is now number three or number four, depending on where you look in those overall recruiting classes for 2022. Let's go.
You know Coach K helped him out. You know Coach K went out there.
No, John's a stud on his own. I'm telling you, Jamie. I'm telling you, he's going to be incredible.
Well, we got to go to a break because we got Brandon Brown coming on the other side. So let's do that. You're listening to The M Zone, the premier show.